This Week in Baltimore, when somebody asks the question, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? We all know the answer. It's about the Ravens and the Steelers. As we continue on Ravens One-on-One, happy to be joined by ESPN's Jameson Hensley, along with Stan White, my colleague on the Ravens broadcast teams. Jameson, this week, the rivalry game. Yeah. You know, it almost doesn't matter if the Ravens are 10-0, 1-9, if the Steelers are 5. It's irrelevant. We know this game is going to be a 3-point outcome. 9 of the last 11 have come down to that. But with the stakes so high, both teams at 5-6, the Steelers look like a completely different team than we saw in Week 7. The Ravens look like a team that are starting to figure it out. So what's your take on this game?
Yeah, it's. I think it's two teams that it's still desperation mode, I think, for both. And I think the Steelers feel like they're playing in catch-up mode, and the Ravens are still trying to feel and try to get on what kind of formula can they take going forward. And I think Sunday, I really do feel the Ravens figured out what they do best. And it's throwing the ball deep on offense, on defense, shutting them down when it comes to, you know, in the red zone, not allowing touchdowns, things of that nature. And on special teams, changing field position. And I think if they stick with that, then I think they really do have a shot of getting to the playoffs. But against the Pittsburgh Steelers, this is a team I think is, you can really say it's the hottest team right now in the AFC North. Can they keep that up? And I think one of their biggest challenges that they face probably in this month is going to be here in Baltimore.
And the short week, Stan. We've seen the Ravens have to go on the road on a Thursday night in Cincinnati, and we know the visiting team's at a distinct disadvantage.
Big disadvantage. I played in Detroit for 3 years, so we played at home on Thanksgiving. And I hear John wants to make it a tradition here. He called Commissioner
As long as
Goodell.
It's a home game.
Yeah, as long as it's a home game. Yeah, because you get the big edge. The other team has to travel. Pittsburgh didn't even practice on Monday, and then they got to travel on Wednesday. I mean, that. How much time? Now, luckily, these two teams know so much about each other. If you're playing somebody that you don't play every 2 or 3 years, it really is a huge advantage to be at home. But it's an advantage anyhow, because just from an energy standpoint, you're going to get a lot better rest and everything else without having to travel and being at home. So I think that's, and the Ravens play so well at home. I mean, you got to factor that into it.
Stan touches on the idea, Jameson, that in this rivalry, personnel knows personnel. Yeah. Coaches know each other. Players know each other. So strategy becomes the interesting wrinkle in this. Mm-hmm. I want to go back to the Jets game. Tyrod Taylor gets in about 7 plays in, some people call it the Wildcat. I call it the Y-Rod. It's kind of Tyrod and the Wildcat. It's a hybrid. And to me, it's not just that the Ravens are trying to do what other people are doing in the league. I think it's Jim Caldwell trying to put more on tape for Dick LeBeau, the defensive coordinator of the Steelers, to have to think about in a short week. I mean, that's just my theory, but I think it complicates Pittsburgh's defensive schemes and plans, wondering, okay, what are they doing with this Y-Rod?
Yeah, and I think, you know, honestly, it's gotten to the point, and Jim Caldwell has not said this, but I'm just kind of reading between the lines a little bit, that for 11 weeks now, they have tried to get this running game on track. And
they've done it twice.
Yeah, and they're just running, and it's running into walls, and it's not going to get any better. So how can you generate more yards than just passing the ball? Well, put Tyrod in there, and you saw on that 17-yard run, it generated a spark. And I think they're just trying to figure out a way, how can they get some kind of yardage out of this ground game? And it's not supposed to be a slap in the face of Joe Flacco, but it's just a way of what can they do, because running the ball, they're just not getting anything these days.
And the counterbalance of this, Stan, is that anytime you have Tyrod Taylor getting direct snaps, it means you're taking the ball out of a Super Bowl MVP's hand. So from a coach's perspective, that's not an easy decision.
No, it's not easy. I think that's probably why they waited 11 weeks to do it, because it's not an easy decision. But you saw third and two, he makes it athletically. The linebacker was there to make the play, but he was faster than the linebacker in the tough territory. What did they do the first 4 times they got into red zone last week? Field goals. You put a quarterback in there that can run, I can tell you, on a defense, that changes everything you can do. You got to take one man away from your coverage or away from a gap and put him on the quarterback, and it makes you a lot more effective in the red zone. I would not be surprised to see it if they're having trouble scoring in the red zone to see Tyrod Taylor in there at that point. And let's not forget, he was, five or 7 snaps at quarterback?
It was 5.
5, but he was in there 12 snaps. Yeah. So that means he was 7 at wide receiver, and people look at him as like maybe the best athlete on this team. you could catch them sleeping a little bit, the way the Ravens were caught sleeping on Geno Smith last week on a pass, with Tyrod Taylor getting a pass from Joe Flacco, too.
And you can't sleep in the short week. And the Thursday, we know from the Steeler game, we remember Troy Polamalu's play here. We remember Joe Flacco's drive in Pittsburgh. We've seen both of these guys come up with the key play, the key drive, on Sunday, if the Ravens can get the running game going. Is this the game where Ray Rice kind of turns the corner and all of a sudden the outlook is good? Because, look, if the Ravens somehow run the ball on the Steelers, with the way the defense is playing, all of a sudden you might have the rebirth of the 2000 Ravens with the deep passing ball. I mean, all of a sudden this could be a team that's eye-opening.
Yeah, and I think that's what, you know, where the struggles begin has been the running game, because the reason I don't think Flacco has been as successful as throwing the ball deep is because a lot of it goes off of play action. And if you're averaging less than 3 yards a carry, the defense isn't going to be able to they don't have to respect you running the ball. So play action, it's really no use for doing that. But if you can get them where they have to all of a sudden, wait a second, they're getting some yards on the ground, people start creeping up a little bit, then you use the play action. Torrey Smith, Jacoby Jones, they're going to be more wide open down the field. And I think that's where it really has to start for the Ravens.
Here's the other variable we haven't talked about yet, but I think it's going to have an enormous impact on the way this season turns out. Dennis Pitta, back on the practice field. Nobody's saying when we'll see him in uniform on a game day.
Jerry's theory is this week. Mine's next week.
So right. Here's my theory for this week. I knew we wouldn't see him last Sunday because you're not going to ask a guy who's to go this long, play a game, and then do a four-day turnaround. That's impossible. But if you let him play Thursday, now he gets a 10-day turnaround until his next game. So I'm targeting
I like that
Thursday.
Theory. I mean, I think you're right. If they're going to play one of those two games, he could only play the Jets or the Steelers. You're going to let him play the Steelers of those two games. If you only can play one of them because of the short turnaround, you're going to let him play the Steeler game. So we'll see.
And I kind of like that if he's comfortable enough, why not play him? He doesn't have to play 30 to 40 snaps. Right. If he's only out there for 10 to 20, he has now, because it's a Thursday game, 10 days right. to recover for that next game. So you can get him out there, try to get a little bit more of a feel of the game, and then if he's doing well, then he has that extra rest period where he can maybe have a more extended playing time against the Minnesota Vikings.
Dennis Pitta would be a huge holiday treat for Ravens fans Thursday night, Thanksgiving night, at M&T Bank Stadium if he can go against the Steelers. When we come back, a bit of a holiday surprise for our guest as we continue on Ravens 1-on-1.